Matters with Dr. John Darcy.
If you've been tuned in to Health Matters today, you will have heard about Lynn Moore. Now, Lynn Moore is a professor in Boston in the United States of America who says that if indeed our children get stuck into fresh fruit, fresh veggies, eat dairy, that predicts that they won't race as quickly into those conditions that lead to ill health later in life, conditions like the metabolic syndrome. With me is Dr. Timothy Gill. Timothy is the co-director of the University of Sydney's Centre for Public Health Nutrition, and Tim is passionate about the promotion of good health to prevent chronic disease, especially in children. He joins me now. G'day, Tim. Mate, how do you feel? I mean, we've heard from Rosemary Stanton on this program who says, look, I think the political will is changing. We are not, as a community, happy to have our children obese at that stage in life, and it's not going to be good for the future. What do you think about
that? What's really important is that having now come to the point where except there's a problem, that we must be prepared to act upon it. And I think, you know, we really need to be making some brave moves. It becomes an enormous health issue, and I think, you know, there's been a whole lot of suggested responses to it, and I think the most important thing that we should not do in this situation is not bash parents up about this. Yes, we do know that, you know, children are not exercising as much as they used to. We do know that the diets of children have become a little horrendous over periods, and we do know that excessive intakes of soft drinks, of takeaway foods, are all contributing to the problem, but we've really got to ask ourselves what we can do about it, and the last thing we should be doing is saying it's all parents' fault.
We've got to find a solution, though, haven't we?
We do. We've got to find a solution, and clearly parents need to be central to it. And we need to understand that the parents do want the best for their kids, not doing this deliberately to make their children's health suffer. And whilst it's really important that parents be made aware of some of these issues and get a better understanding of some of these issues, what we also understand is that as a society, we've created a situation which actually makes it harder for parents who want to make the right changes, who have decided that they want their children to eat healthily, to actually carry out those actions. And we live in an environment where they're bombarded by messages from advertisers about the wrong types of foods that they want to eat. We live in an environment where you enter a supermarket, it becomes very difficult to actually work out what is and isn't an appropriate food for your children to eat.
I suppose one of the things that indeed I was a little bit confused about was the fact that, you know, there are these myths in the community, for example, that dairy does or could perhaps increase weight. Now, obviously, the work of Lynn Moore proves that that is not correct.
Yeah, certainly we've come to understand that, you know, diets that contain the basic components which children need to meet all their nutritional needs are the same sort of diets which are least associated with development of weight and health problems later in life. So a diet based on fresh fruit and vegetables, dairy products, breads and cereals, you know, small amount of meat, and you know, reductions in those extra foods, you know, is the one which is going to get us forward. The big issue is making sure that we make it easier for parents to actually achieve those changes.
In this program, this Health Matters program, it's really come home to me that as an individual, I have to be looking at what my children are eating. I have to be considering the way I go about the supermarket trip once a week. And it's so important that the net effect of all this not only helps the community, but helps our individual children as well. Thank you so much for joining me on the program. I know that a lot of people were saying, oh God, they're talking about obesity again. But let's face it, it's the most important epidemic that we're all facing in Australia today. Tim, thanks, mate.
Not a problem.
For more information on obesity prevention and management, log on to the federal government's health website at healthinsight.gov.au and click on N for Nutrition in the A to Z index. With thanks to Dairy Australia, sponsors of this week's Health Matters program, log on at dairyaustralia.com.au.
And coming up, getting it right with the eating habits of our children.